The White House is expected to announce major changes this week to federal immigration policy. The Associated Press is reporting the Biden administration wants to speed up the asylum process for certain immigrants.
Denver 7 reporter and attorney Jessica Crawford explains how it would work and what this means for new arrivals to the southern border.
It can often take years to get through the asylum process. And in the meantime, applicants are generally busy building their lives here in the United States. But the new proposed changes would move new arrivals to the front of the line for asylum decisions. That means the government could deport people whose claims are denied within months instead of years.
The goal of these changes is to process those asylum claims within 6 months instead of several years. The new rules would apply to people who cross between ports of entry and turn themselves in to immigration authorities. The Biden administration is taking increasingly restrictive measures to dissuade people from coming to the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes amid a backlog of immigration cases. There are about 3 million cases in the nation's immigration courts. The average caseload for a judge is 5,000. I spoke with Raquel Lane Arellano of the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition about the possible impact.
Far too many people who are seeking asylum do not have attorneys. And so increasing the rate that people are processed will mean that most people will lose their case, even if they have a strong case.
Denver has served more than 41,000 new immigrants so far.